escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we're about to get to the question of the day. What's a restaurant or team or anything else that you just quit? You just had to drop it straight up.
Quit them.
Yeah. Before we even get there, I do want to remind you, if you haven't heard the news on the day, I guess you could call it breaking if you wanted to. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, safety for your Houston Texans, had to be stretchered off the field at practice there in West Virginia during scrimmages as he was trying to tackle John Metchie. And so we don't know the extent. However, I know Aaron Wilson of KPRC2 has reported that that he will need to have an MRI later on. I believe today, if my memory serves, I want to make sure that I get this right as I was looking at things. But, yeah, next steps is that he will have an MRI who is currently inside the Greenbrier Sports Performance Center while being examined by the medical personnel. So, yeah, that's – I mean, we're still waiting on more information as of right now. That's what's happening. There's some other, like, Texans normal practice things that we hadn't even gotten a chance to get to.
And not bad, if I do say so myself.
Sounds like the offense is doing a little bit of coming back around if you need a little positivity to balance out that news about C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Not C.J. Stroud. I know a lot of people heard C.J. and their hearts dropped. Of course, C.J. Gardner-Johnson will still drop your heart, that news. But C.J. Stroud is fine. And having a little bit of connection success, not necessarily as much as you'd want.
Yeah,
We'll talk about that going forward, too.
We will definitely talk about that. Protection better. C.J. Stroud has had a sort of up-and-down day, but we'll get to that. Let's get to this. What was the context yesterday? You brought this up, Figgy.
Yeah. So I brought up, I think it was Golden Corral.
Yeah.
And I mentioned how I haven't been there in a long time. I've been there one time since I've been living in Houston.
Yeah.
And I decided to go to the one closer to my house.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of wasn't a good experience,
mm-hmm.
where I'm like, I think that's it for me going.
Well, it got me thinking, and this obviously
stopped going.
Ties in with sports as well. Like a team or a restaurant, something that you just quit. And sometimes you have a good reason. Like you said, it wasn't quite the same. Sometimes, and I thought of two where I had no problem with the place and I would go today, but I just kind of stopped going. You know, I just like the main one that jumped into my mind was Fuddruckers. I loved Fuddruckers.
Oh, so you're the reason that you're the reason that the Fuddruckers
maybe
closed
I
down.
Am. You. Maybe yeah, I went there enough.
Tore that
time.
Building down over there.
Yeah, it's gonna be a Whataburger.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's gonna be a big old Whataburger. But anyway, I liked Fuddruckers, and then you know how it's just I guess in your
you just never go.
You just never go back. That was one. Another one was Shoney's. You mentioned this.
Someone mentioned on a text line.
Oh, is that what
about
it was?
Shoney's. I have never been to a Shoney's in my life.
I used to love Shoney's, man. There's only one left in the Houston area. I actually looked it up. It's in Baytown.
Why does that track?
Yeah, I know. Biscuits and gravy, that's why.
Okay.
Their biscuits and gravy are off the chart. And then there's this one, which I'm very proud that I just quit them. So I was born and lived my first 18 years in San Antonio. Been in Houston pretty much ever since. But you're born in San Antonio. What team do you follow in the NFL?
the Cowboys.
Yeah, the Dallas Cowboys. They used to have training camp down there and everything.
Yeah. They did. It's just like it's ingrained in you that you are a Cowboys fan.
I think even the radio station down there is heavy Cowboys too.
Oh, they are.
There's some big Cowboy fans down there.
But I'm really proud of myself on this, and it ultimately was kind of ironic. I was 16 years old, 16 or 17, whatever it was, and I was watching Monday Night Football with my buddies, and the Oilers were playing. It wasn't the Dolphins game. It wasn't the Earl Campbell big game. They were playing the Steelers, and Pastorini hit Burrow on a big old touchdown, and Earl's running all over the place. And I went, man, I like that team. I kind of just quit the Cowboys, and I especially quit them a few years later when they fired Tom Landry. So I quit.
This man was watching when Tom Landry was going.
Oh, hell yes, I was.
I didn't know that was a real person.
I thought that was a fairy tale.
I thought it was just the name of a trophy or something.
You want to be blown away? I interviewed Tom Landry.
What?
I interviewed Tom Landry.
See, it's not fun when he enjoys it. The whole idea is to make him feel old.
And Bear Bryant.
Oh, God.
I ever tell you about the time I interviewed Bear Bryant? We'll get to
that. I thought that was just the name of an award show.
An award. So I quit the Cowboys. Just quit them. And that's because I love the Oilers.
And that has paid dividends so many times over.
Time. Yeah, it worked out pretty good for you.
You quit them early enough where you missed some of the Super Bowl runs there.
I did, but I didn't care.
That's fair.
I was cheering for the other guys.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This one is probably one of the most fair things I've seen here on the text line. From the 281, had to quit believing the Astros medical staff for obvious reasons.
I quit the medical staff. That's a good
one. Look, as someone who keeps falling for it, like I am in full Charlie Brown thinking I'm going to kick the field goal, right? Mm-hmm. I am still in that place. You are doing the right thing, friend.
Yeah.
I just want to believe so bad. And it has caused me nothing but pain and grief. So I understand you being in that place.
This is a great one. Maybe you were going to say the same thing. Sorry. Ponchos. I used to love raising the white flag, getting the sopapillas and whatever you wanted off the buffet. I stopped going. I don't know why. I don't know why I stopped. I quit ponchos.
You know what's something that I realized at some point, and I felt it made me feel sad that I quit them from a sports context? When you're in high school, you keep up with all the high school sports.
Yeah.
And I mean, unless you're like our guy Ocho and you're like, you know, down and dirty with it, it really is like high school adjacent folks. And then obviously like parents, family members. When I was in high school and in the next few years, when I still had some of my guys playing on those teams, I was a Max Preps fiend. I was all over the Dave Campbell's Texas football. And that like 4 or 5 years after high school, just one day I thought about it and I was like, I have no idea what's happening in high school football.
And
it made me feel sad.
I still dabble. I'll go to playoff games or a big game like North Shore against Tessie or something like every now and then. But I don't. Yeah, I'm with you by and large.
Like
yeah.
I might have to see if I can get out to a few games, like few Friday night lights games this year, just because I need to restore that feeling. I miss it so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple things that I just quit. As far as teams. Growing up, I want to say this was like Tom Brady's first year with the Patriots. I became a Patriots fan. Mm-hmm. I was a big fan of them. I was rolling with him for a long time, and then it wasn't until when Tom Brady left, then I was still trying to watch the Patriots a little bit. I'm just like, eh. Like, the weird thing is I had no interest in Tom Brady and Tampa Bay, and I also had no interest in the Patriots.
Yes, so I get it.
I just stopped. And then the other thing is TV shows, I stopped watching Walking Dead.
Oh, yes, you had to.
I was into it. I tried to get into the spinoffs, and then all of a sudden, I'm just like, man, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I think it's a good way to be. Because they ain't about to stop. Mm-hmm. They ain't gonna stop making them. And then they had The Talking Dead and all these shows and podcasts. I was just like, man, this is a good CSI. Way to stop.
I'm like that with CSI. I used to watch it every week.
Yeah, they were insulting y'all's intelligence.
And then I was like, come on, man.
Yeah.
That one was more for a reason. Go ahead and say it. I saw it too.
From the 832, Lopez interviewed Jim Thorpe. That is hilarious, bro. That is so funny.
I did interview Bear Bryant and Tom Landry, man.
I know you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you interviewed a lot of people.
Yeah, you sat and watched Babe Ruth live.
No, I didn't interview him.
I was there when he called his shot. I seen him point. But here's some other ones that have come in. Various different restaurants. Somebody said Luby's, which just hurts my heart because I don't think you're wrong, but I understand how you got there. Somebody from the 281, actually, I am with you on this one. They said fantasy football podcast. They noticed that they were basing the decisions on their opinions, so they stopped and actually won their league. Mm-hmm. I think just fantasy football. I just quit.
I still play.
I played it one time.
Mm-hmm. That was it, man.
Like it's this time of year where I start getting a little bit of the itch as people are getting ready, but I remember I never liked the way that I felt on game day watching the games and like not taking in what was happening, but just looking over there at this wide receiver. I was like, throw him the ball.
Yeah.
Throw him the ball.
Yeah.
Throw him the ball.
It was just too much work for me, man. I think what got me is I forgot I agreed to jump in somebody's fantasy league. And I'm out at a doggone restaurant. Mm-hmm. And they're like, all right, we about to start the draft in 10 minutes. I'm like, wait, what? So I'm sitting here at the table trying to eat.
Oh, they do that.
And trying to draft. I'm just like, man, I'm just freestyling at this point. Yeah. I'm just like, man, I ain't doing this no more.
My son goes on a trip with the whole fantasy football league of his other one, not the one that I'm in with him. I think this time they're going down to the Hill Country or something.
I do think that's cool.
Yeah.
When people do trips.
I think
T-Mill do the same thing. Yeah. Him and his boys playing trips.
Yeah,
and
yearly trips.
Yeah.
Buffalo Wild Wings, somebody said.
They said they got stingy with their fries, which I love. I love someone who is that petty. They're like, nah, I'm counting them. It's three less in here than last time.
That's right.
I'm out. But this is look, I'm not mad at you, Magic. I see you. Honestly, they quit/put the Texans on hold the last 2 years of the Bill O'Brien era.
Oh, they weren't alone.
Like
they were not alone.
I'm never gonna be mad at you if you look at your team and you're like, hey man, we not going the right way. I might need to
To be honest, I kinda quit my hometown teams.
Mm-hmm. And like, you should have. They put you through hell.
Yeah, and to be honest, when I first moved down here, obviously I was still rooting for them and watching them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not maybe it's just me, but it's not the same feeling being all the way in Houston.
Yeah.
Being around the Texans and all that stuff and rooting for another team because it's not like I'm there to celebrate.
Right.
And I realized that when I think the Cavs made the finals, 2017, I'm like, yeah, but ain't nobody down here, no Cavs fans.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, man, it's not the same feeling. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't miss nothing anyway.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing is that they was whipping your ass as a fan.
Yeah.
I ain't got
time to be sitting there trying to support them, man.
Yeah, why are you doing that to yourself?
Yeah. Yeah. Peace.
That reminds me, I quit the Aggies just about every year, but then I'm back in.
Yeah. You lie. You're not actually quitting them. You're just lying to yourself. Mm-hmm. Which, sometimes as a fan, you kind of have to do to some degree. And finally, from the 979, Lopez with an interview. So, Jesus, what you feeling on the food here at the Last Supper? All right, appreciate you guys rocking with us. Coming up next, let's get into around the NFL where we got football today. Let's talk about these games. Which ones are you most excited for? We'll do that next in the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.